Minister, I just want to ask you about what I think might be a possible anomaly, where currently the income disregard for single carers is €350 per week, but that's actually less than half the household income disregard of €750. If it was to be half of it, it would be €375. Now, the costs of caring, again, as I have shown in my motion and we're all aware, apply to every household equally, single or otherwise. So I'm not sure what the rationale is for having the income disregard for a single carer at less than half the income disregard for a family carer. I would see it, and please correct me if you think I'm wrong, as a discriminatory treatment of single carers. Minister, one of the issues I already mentioned and want to emphasise briefly is the need to look at the circumstances of young carers. There are an estimated 67,000 young people in the 10 to 17 age group that provide regular unpaid care. In fact, just 2 weeks ago, we had an excellent presentation in the AV room from young carers. And the reality, the day-to-day of their lives, for many of them, not all of them, but for many of them, is heartrending. Young teenagers, children, trying to care for parents or siblings because of illness, because of addiction, because of adverse circumstances, because of life. The lives they lead are lives of caring. And while we accept that adults care, that they can take that kind of responsibility, we do not want to see young carers taking on that responsibility. It's unfair and it's deeply unfair. But living and life sometimes means that young carers have caring roles. And I'm asking something very specific, that we adequately support young carers to have a life and opportunities outside of their caring roles. And I look forward to your thoughts on how we can ensure that this happens.